B-Pod Studios.
Let's go!
Wake up, Boston!
It's the Get Up Crew.
On Hot 96.9.
Turn it up!
In the morning.
It's the Get Up Crew, and if you're just joining us, don't go anywhere, okay? So here's the deal. We spoke to Sarah and Mike earlier this week. Sarah revealed that Mike might not be the father of their six-year-old son, all right? She said it could be Mike or two other dudes, Steve and Randy. We spoke to Steve. We got Steve's DNA test. Steve is not the father. Now we have Randy's DNA test. And we spoke to Randy earlier this week. And Randy sucks. Here's some of the things that he had to say.
Yeah, I mean, if that's what she's saying, I'm not thrilled about it. You know, I
really got like
three kids from, you know, three other kids that I'm not even with.
Oh, my God. Are you kidding me, dude?
I didn't sign up for that. You know, if they didn't let me know beforehand, why am I responsible? I don't have anything to do with them. I don't ask for any time. They don't ask for any money. You know, I'm buying a motorcycle. I'm doing my I don't have time for someone else making a bad decision.
Okay, so that was Randy. Again, he's a piece of crap. So, anyway, I have the results right here. Here we go. When it comes to Randy, he is not the father.
Oh, yes.
Of the baby.
This is good. This is good. This is real good.
All right. That's good.
Sigh of relief.
Is everybody happy?
Yeah.
Well,
I mean, that's good.
It's not good because I have Mike's results here. According to the DNA test, you're not the father either.
No way. No way.
I swear to God.
No way.
I swear it came out all three of them. None of them is the father.
You're kidding me.
I'm not kidding you. So, Sarah.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I don't even know what to say.
I don't either.
I was going to ask if there's another guy, but there has to be another guy. So there's another dude out there. None of these guys are the father.
Oh my God.
I don't even know what to say.
There has to be somebody else. Think as hard as you can. There had to have been at least one other person. And before Ramiro, the person we had do these DNA tests, this is like a legit person.
Legit, yes.
We didn't just like get a kit out of
legit.
A...
Nope.
Okay.
Mike.
Yeah.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I've had better, Dave.
Right. This has to be awful for you. I'm so sorry.
Seriously, like you really feel for you, man.
So what are you going to do, I mean, from moving forward now?
Oh, God, my heart hurts for him.
For
everybody.
I've given this a lot of thought since we first learned everything. And I need to be reasonable about this. I need to be smart about this. And I need, I can't look at, like, the last 6 years as nothing, you know? As far as I'm concerned, I'm that little boy's father.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
I've taken care of him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I care for him when he's sick. I changed him, you know, when he was a baby, you know, stayed up late with him. And, it's hard. It's hard when you hear it, when you hear it out loud and you go, you think you can prepare for it, and you can't prepare for any of this, but
you're his father to him.
Well, that's the thing, is like just because, like, I, you know, I'm not, you know,
biologically right
his father doesn't mean that I wasn't, you know, a father to him.
Mm-hmm.
And that alone, I need to stay around.
All right, that's good.
That's good.
That's good. And you know what?
It's great to hear.
I was going to suggest that Sarah try and figure out who else, you know, she was with around that time. But you know what? Leave it alone.
Yeah, I think that's what we need. You know, I think that's what I need.
Honestly, I mean, it's been 6 years and, you know, and since we became serious, he's the only person that I've been with. You know, and I want it to stay that way. and, you know, our son knows him as his dad. That's all that matters to me. I guess I feel embarrassed about the whole thing.
It's almost like, why'd we go through this?
Yeah.
We just spent money on three guys. None of them are the father, and there's still somebody out there randomly who Sarah can't figure out.
You know, I just learned, honestly, that it doesn't really matter who the biological father is, because at the end of the day, it's who's there, you know, for our son.
Very well said. Now, make sure you get him a nice gift on Sunday.
Yeah, without a doubt.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com, the place to be for podcast discovery.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.